As a matter of fact, it's also okay. Today's daf is daf Chof Aleph, and we're right at the top of the daf. Now, yesterday we learned in the Mishnah the Machlokas the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda Legabi what the din is of a Balkari. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Balkari is Mevarach before and after Kriyashma, and also before his Mazay, as opposed to the Tanakama. Tanakama holds only in a Diraisa. So Birkat HaMazon, Kriyat Shema, not Birchot Kriyat Shema, not Bracha Bifnei, the Mozain. It's actually a Machlokas, and some learn it's a Machlokas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, others. The Gross learns the Bavli like the Yerushalmi, as opposed to the way Rashi learns over here. The question is how far Rabbi Yehuda is going. Is the Machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim in that we're talking about Balkari Maharher Baliba, Enum Mavarach Lola Faneh, is a feel of a hero. In which case, when Rabbi Yehuda says Mavarach Lofaneh Makarim, he means Dafka Behirhur, whereas the Tanakamo is not Behirhur, he's saying a feel of a pet. Because Rabbi Yehuda goes all the way to the other extreme. Now, there's arguing two issues, whether there's a din of Dibur for a Balkari, or whether he's just extending the din of Hirhur, which the Rabbanim were said only a deorites the Balkari's Mahar. That's the way that Rashi learns. So there's two approaches. We'll see as we go through it, certainly as we review it, because it's Nogi a number of other halachas. So yesterday we had a shayla of how to understand the Mishnah, whether we should conclude, as Ravina says, that this is a raya that Hirhur is Kedibur, and that, because otherwise what's the point? And the only reason that there's an afkamina between Hirhur and Dibur is not in terms of being Yoitze, the Chiyav of a Bracha, but rather in terms of Takonas Ezra. So the Takona of Ezra, by the way, I should mention to you that there's a Machlokas we've shown him where the Takonas Ezra is Dafke, a Balkari, in terms of Limud HaTorah, as opposed to Tvila and Kriyat Shema, which is the way the Rambam learns. And he learns that the Isser that we're talking about over here in Kriyat Shema and Tefillah is actually an extension of Takonas Ezra that was made with Bez Din Shalach. It was later, but they didn't were metaken beyond Ezra's original Tika. The summary showed him a hold that included in Divrei Torah. It's also in Yonim of connection Takonas Baruch Hu Shevach and things like Kriyat Shema and Tefillah as well. So in any event, according to Ravina, he held that Hirur is Kedibur, and that the nafkamina between Hirur and Dibur is not legabi being Yotzei Yabrocha, but only legabi the Takona of Ezra. And Rav Chista learned that Hirur is Lav Kedibur, and that the only reason that we're being Mahar here, because what's the point according to him of being Mahar here? The only reason we're being Mahar here is for the Balkari not to appear to be disinterested in what it is that is going on. Everybody else is davening, and he's sitting around playing tiddlywinks and watching TV and so on. So the Mela, we were talking that he should be Mahar. So then that, and this is where we were up to on that, the Gemara asked, so then why is it he has to be Mahar? Davken this? There are things that a Balkari is supposed to be Mahar in any way. But Hilchos Derech Eretz L'Mashal. There's no Takana not to read Hilchos Derech Eretz. It's like learning what's the lady with the etiquette? Emily Post. Emily Post. Right? So he could certainly learn Emily Post. Okay, so Hilchos Derech Eretz. Why is he doing the dafka this? These are things already that border on the Yisr for him. So we answered, and this is the last line we had yesterday, that the Takonov is that he should be involved in what it is that the Tzibur is involved. He's just going to be Maharher in Yonim of Derech Eretz, which is Mutter for Balkari, so that he's, again, there's an element of disinterest because he should be Isaac in what the Tzibur is Isaac in. And that leads us, and he's not Yotzei, so because he's a Lav Kedibur, according to Christ, but there's no point in terms of the halach of Yetziah Sachiyah. This leads to today's question, that if that's the case, Hare Tfilah, the Dover Shatzibur Asukim. According to Rapist, it turns out that we're matir the Balkari to be Isaac and Hirur, even though he really shouldn't be, because we don't want him to be separate from doing what the Tzibur is doing. So let me ask you something. If the whole Tzibur is davening, yeah? And he's davening as well. And now he finds out, he remembers, he's about Keri. Oh my gosh, I wasn't supposed to daven. And according to this, what he should do is he should be Maharer and Tefillah in order to be Oisik in what the Tzibur is Oisik in, right? And yet, Vitznan, and yet the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says, Hayah Omeid Batvilav and Iskashu Baal Keri. That if Lamaisi remembers in the middle of davening that he wasn't supposed to have davened, Lo Yapsik Elegi Katser, he should not cut out his davening completely. He should cut it down. How do you cut it down? You say the opening of the bracha, the sof of the bracha, without the arichas of the bracha, because the ikra bracha is the tchila, is the psicha and the chasima. So he should be makatzer. So you see that the only reason we're even allowing him to do that is taimadat chil. It's only because it says if he began and then he remembered. Suppose he hadn't begun at all. Halo itchil. Lo yatchil. Why shouldn't he be matchil? At least let him be matchil b'yirur. Tosfos says, I mean, who says that he can't be yirur? Maybe it's talking about b'dibur. Clearly the case in the Mishnah here that we're talking about was a case where he was, I mean, but feel like he was davening, right? I mean, he wasn't being maharer in davening. He was davening. So if he's davening, then obviously he can't continue to daven. What are we asking on Rav Chisda? Should be Isaac, but the Tzibur is Isaac, and he's not allowed to say anything. It would only be the Nagei Yirur that we would say that. So Tosfos says, because the Gemara holds, that when it says over here, that im yitfil, it means afilu b'yirur. Why? Because otherwise, why did it say over here, yikatser? Lo yapsik, ela yikatser. I mean, isn't the most obvious thing to say is, oh, yahar, normally. What do you mean? He has to be makatser b'dibur. Let him be mahar b'arifas. So since we're not saying that, the mashma'ut is over here, that the lo yapsil is afilu b'yirur. We're not giving him the option of yirur. I thought according to Rav Chisda, when the tzibur is being osik in something, we give the Baal Keri the option of being mahar in that thing in order to be osik in the same issues that the tzibur is being osik in. So now it seems we've got a problem. So Bishleim, if you would tell me that we're talking about over here, that yirur is kedibur, I understand. But if we're talking about being the osik, in terms of the tzibur's asek, what's the problem? Let him be mahar. Answers the Gemara, no. It's not that Rav Chisda holds stam, we're going to allow the Baal Keri to be mahar and everything. The pshat is that we were matir the Kriyat Shema here, who are to be Isaac in what the tzibur is Isaac in, but only because it also has another maila. It also has Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim. So Mamela, the conjunction, what were we going to say? That any time the Tzibur is being Isaac in anything, so we should ignore the issue of the Baal Keri that being Maharer. We're being Mater him for Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim, to be Isaac in that which the Tzibur is being Isaac in. But for Shiny Tefillah, when it comes to Tefillah, what do you say? Let him continue being Maharer in the Tefillah. Shiny Tefillah, the Letra Malchus Shamayim. There's no Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim in Tefillah. That's his particular function of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Well, wait a minute. And Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon also doesn't have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's no Kabbalah, Zol, Malchus Shamayim in Birkat Hamazon. Nonetheless, I thought we said before, Al Hamazon Nevarech L'Acharav. We said that's B'yur. Ve'inu Mevarech L'Fanav. You're right. Okay, so you know what? Must be like this. Kriyat Shema is the Araisa. Birchas Hamazon is the Araisa. So when it comes to the Araisa, then that's where we are giving him the din of Yura. Even though Rav Chisda is saying this issue is not stam to be Isaac in what the Tzibur is Isaac, right? It's rather where there is a chiyuv of the Araisa that everyone else is being Isaac, even though he's not going to be Isaac. But he should, nonetheless, since it's the Diraisa, and we're talking about Birchas Hamazon L'Acharav, so therefore we tell him to be Mahar Mashen King. Over here, when it comes to Tefillah, Tefillah is only Drabbanan. And so therefore you can't ask me that we should tell him to be Mahar, Tefillah to be Mahar, we don't allow it. Amar Rav Yehuda, where do we get the idea that Birkat Hamazon is Diraisa? מניין לברכת המזון לאחרי מן התורה? שנאמר, ואכלת ושבעת ורק, זה בפירוש. You eat, you become full, and then you מברך השם. מניין לברכת התורה לפניה מן התורה? And how do we know that when it comes to learning Torah, the mitzvah specifically before the learning, and that that is a d'oraisa? That we find from Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to say Shiras Azinu, so he says Tishem Hashem Ekra, Hobu Godol Elokeinu. And the Gemara understands this to mean, and the Gemara in Yuma speaks it out clearly, that Tishem Hashem Ekra, when I am going to say the Shem Hashem on Birkas HaTorah now, I'm about to start teaching you Torah, so you should now answer Amen. And apparently that means that he held that there was a chiyah for him to be kareh b'shem Hashem now that he was going to teach them Shiras Azinu. Om Rabbi Yochanan, okay, if that's the case, then we can also learn one out from the other. We could say, Lomadnu birkata Torah la'achareya min birkata mazon, mikav v'chomer. We can also learn the chiyah to be mevorech after learning from birkata mazon. From a Kal Vachomer, as we'll see in a moment. And we can also learn a chiyuv to say a bracha before one eats food, lefaneh, we can learn that from Birkat HaTorah, also from a Kal Vachomer. Here's how I would begin. I would say, Birkat HaTorah, I can learn out that you're mechuyuv to say a bracha after you finish reading from the Sefer Torah. And I'll derive that from Birkat HaMazon Mekal Vachomer. Uma mazon she'ein ta'un lefanav, ta'un la'acharav. If the Torah told us about mazon, that there's only a chiyuv afterwards. So Koshikain Torah, where the Torah tells us there's a chiyuv before, so you know, din shetuna l'acharav, it certainly need after, because apparently it's more likely or easier to be mechayev a bracha after doing something than before it. And now we can turn around, and we can learn out birkat mazon before eating, from Birkat HaTorah, from a Kal Vachomer. If Torah she'en tuna l'achareya, tuna l'faneha. Because over here, what we're doing is, the Gemara often does this. Tosfos talks about this in a few places, in Kiddushin and other places. Rashi's Barames do it over here. I mean, because l'chor, what we're doing is absurd. I mean, you can't go in both directions from a Kal Vachomer. Having once derived one thing, I mean, how can you go back and now derive the other thing? You have to all, we've already established that this one has the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it tells us there explains that the derech of the Kal Vachomer is to look at the psukim as given rather than the limudim that we've derived and can apply now to the pasuk. In other words, the pasuk defines different elements of the relationship of a chiyuv to an item, and if you can't trace a particular aspect, which Lamaisa we're going to, but if you can't trace a particular aspect that should be a pircha, and explain why it would be that we would be bityaches in this case, bedavka to the, let's say in our case, the X would be the after, the Y would be the before. But I'm saying whatever such curious cases are, then you should look at it, each one of them, separately. So, okay, I mean, this is not the place to go into the issue of precisely how a Kal Vachomer works in such a way. And the Achronim talk about it a lot. It's not muskam exactly. What the Gemara means when it does this kind of thing. But in any event, we end up being dochet. So, says the Gemara, no. Because, of course, there's a reason why it should be this way. Look, I mean, the point over here is, mazon your nene, okay? So, if I'm saying the bracha is on the hanah, v'achalta v'savata v'rachta. When I'm going to say that, I should have a mitzvah to be mevarech before. The whole point of the bracha is the relationship to the anah. Masha'in came when it comes to the Torah, I'm coming now to the Torah, and I'm relating to what it is going to give me. It's not a nene yet. It's not a nene from the learning per se. This is the way many of the achronim learn. Ela pshat is, it's chayei olam. So on the privilege and on the opportunity to be Isaac and chayei olam, even though right now I don't have that chayei olam. So it makes sense to say I'm going to say it before. But each one of them is specific to the type of thing that I'm being mevarech on. Besides, I mean, why do we need to discuss this, Bichlal? I mean, it says beferish in the Mishnah, which says, Al mazon mevarech l'acharav, ve'no mevarech l'fanav. Then we just say that about Kerry. So what are you trying to tell me? We'll learn out from a Kal v'chaymer that the din is midiraisa l'fanav the same way it is l'acharav. When the Mishnah says beferush, that we're going to be matir the saying of Birkat HaMazon, that we will not be matir saying Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz to go against the Takanas Ezra. So it's clear that one is the Raisa, one is the Rabbonah, as we already established, that's the Nafkamina between Tefillah, Kriyat Shema, let's say. One is the Raisa, one is the Rabbonah. So here you see that a Brocha Lefaneh is only the Rabbonah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I think let's check here, the gear, sir.
Rav.
Yeah, it should say Rav, no? I mean, it's rather Shmuel, no? I can't find it, but I'm pretty sure it says Om Revi and Om Shmuel.
Huh?
Yeah,
it is.
Not in my Gemara, I don't know. It's very confusing. That's why I get back. Yeah. So Om Revi and Om Shmuel. Sofik karak kriyat shema. Sofik lo karak kriyat shema. Eno chozer v'korek. This is very surprising. We saw indications of this earlier. As I mentioned to you, there is a Mandi Amar Shmuel, who holds that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbonin, not the Raisa. So therefore, if you have a suffix, whether you recur a Kriyat Shema, so then you don't have to be Chozer Vekur, because it comes out as a suffix Rabbonin. Suffix Amar Emet V'Yatziv, suffix Lo Amar, then you have to be Chozer Vekur Emet V'Yatziv. You'd have to say Emet V'Yatziv, because Emet V'Yatziv has an Et Yetzias Mitzrayim. Et Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Raisa. So Memela, if that's what you're Mesupik about, then you should go back and say it. Okay, so I mean, it's a little bit strange over here. I mean, because if you would say Kriyat Shema, you would also be on say the Yetziat Mitzrayim. I mean, so there's different perushim. Tosis brings the Rabbeinu Shimshon's approach, is that it's talking about over here that he definitely read Kriyat Shema. Okay, our shayla over here is Emet V'Yatziv includes Vayomer. So in other words, he's not sure whether he completed Kriyat Shema. He definitely said the first parsha, Kriyat Shema. So he was Yotzei his Kriyat Shema. He doesn't remember whether he said Vayomer in the Emes V'Yatziv or whether he got now involved in something else. So there it could be he wasn't Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then he should say Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv. Okay, this is one way of learning in which Emes V'Yatziv would be including Bedavka Vayomer. Masiv Rav Yosef. How can anybody in his right mind say that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan? The whole time we've been learning this Masechta, it's all based on B'shoch B'chov Kumecha. And what kind of chutzpah is this to say all of a sudden now B'shoch B'chov Kumecha? We'll ignore that pasuk. B'shoch B'chov Kumecha meant to say Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening. And he's saying, no, the Nochi of the Araisa. What does he understand it means? Amalei Abaye, Ahu B'divrei Toraktiv. It doesn't say that you have to be reading necessarily Kriyat Shema, B'shoch B'chov Kumecha, does it? It just says, you have Dvorim Ha'ela. I mean, what so it means, in other words, a person should be saying Divrei Torah, but Boker Be'erev, many of the Rishonim learn like this. In Tosis, it's Mashma, that Bichlal, the whole relationship to B'shoch B'cha specifically, Kumecha specifically, is an Esmach to the Alma.
This Tosfos or somewhere?
This Tosfos. But many of the Achronim learn that according to Shmuel, there's definitely a chiyuv of Esek in some Pasek, B'shol B'chov Kumecha. And they learn all of the sugyas of Gabin Yisveikas is where a person had said some other Pasek. He had learned before, there was no Shailen. It's in terms of specifically Kriyat Shema. There's no chiyuv specifically Kriyat Shema except in Rabbanan. So to say over B'davka, the Pesuk of Shema Yisrael, which the Rabbanan were misakin because of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, so if you're misupik, you're misupik. As long as you know you learned something, that would be sufficient. This, of course, ties into the whole issue of whether you're Yotzi, the chiyuv of Vigisav, a Yomam V'Laila, in terms of Kriyat Shema in the morning and Kriyat Shema the night, is Vigisav, a Yomam V'Laila. So again, that shaila b'shokhov kumecha, literally shchiva kima, the whole Indian of specifically Kriyat Shema, how it relates to the beginning of the Masechta in terms of shmira and yisurin and amazikin and death and that. All of that special element that Kishmul is learning is Dafka to Rabbana. And the actual lineage of Shechiva Vakim is a person should be mechuber to Divrei Torah at all times, whether it's Baboker or Be'erev. Now, so this apparently is how he's learning. Tanan. So how about the Mishnah? It says, Balkeri Maharer V'libo V'hina V'varek Lo L'faneo V'lo L'achareo V'alamazon V'varek L'acharav V'enom V'varek L'fanav. How can you, Taina, that Emes V'yatsiv is the D'araisa? And Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan. I understand, you didn't read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you don't say, you're not Maharer if he's a Balkeri in the Brachas, which includes Emes V'yatsiv. So apparently Emes V'yatsiv is the Rabbanan. So I don't understand what you're doing over here. So my time of the verses were nothing, because what's the connection? I'm talking about a case where you're Mesupik if you said Emes V'yatsiv. So, in other words, the Shaila is over here that there was no Zechir of Yetziyat Mitzrayim. The Mishnah is talking about a normal case. Guy's sitting in Davin. Now, he's a Balkeri. We're saying to him, okay, which one should you be Mar in the Kriyat Shema or in the Brochus? So, obviously, if the guy had said Kriyat Shema, then he was Yotzei the Yetziyat Mitzrayim that he mentioned during the Kriyat Shema. What does he have to now? I never said that the bracha, if you said Kriyat Shema, is the Araisa. Obviously, the only reason the bracha is the Araisa is because Be'etzim Geula is the Araisa. So it's interesting. The whole time we had Smichas Geula Latfila, it turns out that, according to Shmuel, that's the only part that's the Araisa. So that the aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechira, the Kriyas Hayam, and so on and so forth, all of those things are the Araisa. But if you said already the Kriyat Shema, you included now the Parsha of Tzitzit. So you said already, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ha'atkele B'Kriyat Shema. So didn't you already say it? Okay, but still, according to you, you could have done it the other way around. You could have said, let the Balkeri not be Mahar in Shema, and instead be Mahar in them as V'yatsiv, because after all, the element of the D'araisa is the Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why should he be Mahar in the Shema? Let him be Mahar in the Emes V'yatsiv. Because you said if you have a suffix in Emes V'yatsiv, it turns out to be derisive.
How much is Emes V'yatsiv?
What?
How much is Emes V'yatsiv?
I mean, Lamaisa, once we allow him to do it, he says the whole thing. He says up to the Ashkivein, up to the Gaal Yisrael. Because all of the Inyonim of Geula are Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Emes V'yatsiv?
Emes V'yatsiv. Again, depending if you hold as a fee of Yetzias Mitzrayim Belayla, that depends on the previous prayer.
So the fact that Shema comes before Emes
That isn't the point that I would want Badavka to wait. It's just the Mishnah is making a big fuss. Do it this way and don't do it that way. What's the big fuss? And if I want to do it the other way, I won't be Mahar when it comes to Shema, and I will be Mahar if I'm Emes V'yatsiv. You have a problem with that? You're telling me Badavka this is the way to do it. Why is Badavka this the way to do it? As long as I get my Yetzias Mitzrayim in my mind, that's okay. So the name of Aloli Baliha says, no, because it is Badavka. If you're going to have a choice of one or the other, then we'd rather you do Kriyat Shema. Because Kriyat Shema has both inyanim. It has the inyan of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and it has the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if we're going to be matir for you already as a Balkeri, let you get in now the inyan of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim as well. Rabbi Lazar says, I don't know what he's talking about, it's the exact opposite. Suffolk Kora, Kriyat Shema, Suffolk Lo Kora. That's the Suffolk D'araisa. When it comes to tefillah, okay, suffik yitpalel, suffik lo yitpalel. Understand that tefillah itself is a derabbanan. Eno chozer mitpalel. Even if you hold, like the Rambam, that tefillah is a deraisa, but certainly not this particular tefillah. The deraisa of tefillah is for a person to say, one thing, oh, God help us. God help us, he was already out. His chiyuv of tefillah. So now there's certainly no chiyuv now to go back and to say Shimon Ezra. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Stim, why should he not go back and be mitpalel? Levai shikvalel adam kol hayom kulo. Something wrong with davening all day long? So he also will daven again. What's the big deal? Now, the truth is, these are extremely complicated halachos. There's a machlokas over here in how to learn is whether there's really a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan over here. Because as Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying, that on the one hand, let's just read the next piece to make it clear. Om Rabbi Yonam HaShmuel, Haya Omeid Betfilah V'nizkar Shitpalel Posek. Now, that definitely does not make sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Somebody's davening. He remembers that he davened already. Says Shmuel, even if he's mamish in the middle of a bracha, don't finish the bracha. Because anything that you add is just more bracha levatola. After all, you were already yerk yerkiyah. So, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, halavai shitpalel kol hayom kulo. So what's the problem? So he's davening again. Let him daven again. Let him daven another time. Let him spend the whole day davening. What's the problem? Right? So lechora, they're arguing, and Rashi indeed learns. He brings the Bahag, and the Bahag says that it depends. Very interesting. He paskins like Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to Sofik Hispalo, and he paskins like Shmuel when it comes to Bala Hispalo. So it's, if you know for a fact that you already davened, so then you should stop, like Shmuel says. If you're mesupik whether you davened or not, then we pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Elazar, who says safek itpalel, safek lo itpalel. So it's a safek rokas lahakel, basically. Why should I be mispalel? Over there we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan would have held. This is where the Bahag understands it. Rabbi Yochanan himself would have held that a person could be mitpaleo kalayom kulay. Tosus learns that he's not chaylik. But even Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan says, ulevai shitpaleo adam kalayom kulo, only meant the suffix. He would never have argued on Shmuel where the person knew that it was vada yitpaleo. And here we have to take into consideration a number of issues which when we get to our halachic discussion, it's very nogeila halacha. And that's the shaila of what is meant by halavai shitpalel adam kol hayom kulo. If we understand that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that a person can bring a tefillat nidava, the same way a person can bring a korban for a nidava. We know that tefillot were said instead of the korbanos. So for each of the korbanos that are chayva, we're koveya tefillah. But then we also know that every individual could bring himself a korban if he wants. So then, according to that, an individual who wants to bring a tefillah as a korban can bring a tefillah as a korban. But he can't bring a tefillah and pretend it's chayva. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan never suggested, if this is the way we understand it, Rabbi Yochanan never suggested you could walk in and daven chakras again. Why? I feel like davening chakras again. There has to be an element of nedava in it. What creates that nadvanut? That we'll see. It may be just the intent that it be a nedava. In which case, if you started davening thinking it was a chayva and you made a mistake, you can't suddenly say, okay, so let's be sheikhet chatzi the koneh for a nedava, chatzi, and the other chatzi for a chayva. Either it's a chayva or a nedava. So Rabbi Yochanan would be made. You have to be mafsik. You weren't chayva in this tefillah. You can't just arbitrarily continue this feeling. Or it's possible that the element of nedava is, as we'll see, sheyachol lechadesh bo davar. He's able to add something new that's not in the tefillah, something of his own personal insight or need, and he adds that to the tefillah, then that makes it a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he has a tefillat nedava. The chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan would be saying over here, that's how the Rif understands it, is that since it's a suffix, so if he's bringing it mitama suffix, it doesn't have to be mosif bo davar. Because that itself is the siba for the nedava. I'm not certain whether I was yotze the chayva or not, so I want to bring mala nedava to make sure that I am. I don't have to be mosif. So even though it's not strictly speaking a normal tefillah nedava, rather it's a tefillah that is being brought instead of a chayva, Rabbi Yochanan knows that's okay too. But not necessarily that there's a machlokas, whether it's possible to bring a tefillah to the davar. So it is according to Tosfos, there's b'chlal there, the bahag doesn't begin, because there's no, Rabbi Yochanan never said that you could continue to daven if you realize you already daven. In that he would be made at the Shmuel.
But say five times.
That's right. But he'd have to be mechadish something at each time. It's only if he's bringing it out to Suffolk that he doesn't have to be mechadish. Okay, that's one approach. We'll see that there's quite a few approaches into understanding what Shmuel would have held in this case. We haven't finished the sugya yet, even. It's chaval to talk about. There's quite a few things yet to come. So, Amr Rav Yoram Shmuel, Ayayme Betfilah Veniskashit Palel, Posek V'Afilu Demtza Bracha. Is that true? Eini V'Amr Rav Nachman Ke'avinan Be'Rabba Baravua Bo'an Minei Hani B'nei Be'Rav the Tov. How about, you know, these yeshiva bochrim, they always get involved in other things in the davening. So these guys, they made a mistake, and they said Shmon Esrei of Chol on Shabbos. So the year they are in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and they're holding in Borechas Hashanah Azay, so all of a sudden they realize, wait a second, Parnosa, we're talking about Shabbos over here. So what do they do? Mao Sheyigmaru. Should they finish the bracha that they remember, or should they stop where they are? V'amar lan, and he said, Gomrim kolu tabracha. They should finish that bracha. So, according to Shmuel, you're davening the wrong davening. So what are you going ahead now and say, what are you, you can say, stop. Okay, you know, as long as you're at it, you might as well mention that, it'd be nice to have a parnasa. What do you mean? Might as well. You're not b'chuyev in a tefila. You shouldn't be mispal. How is Shmuel going to explain that? So Shmuel, I said, what? there's no connection. What kind of comparison over there? The etzem, a person on Shabbos, has chuyev in the daven. Mi'ikra din, he would have a chuyev to daven yudchet brachot. But on Shabbos, there aren't the tzrochim of the island. So really, he ought to be mispalo Shmon Esrei anyway on Shabbos. So now the thing is that the Rabbonim were kind enough to say, you know what? Let's cover Shabbos. Yeah, you get away with 7 brachos today. You don't need the whole 18. You got to be masker. You're tzrochim on Shabbos. Let's set it aside, and you'll take it easy for one day and celebrate Shabbos. So the cover Shabbos, they said lo atrachu. So lo atrachu mishum cover Shabbos. You're not to say no Shmon Esrei. So this guy who starts saying Shmon Esrei, he's not saying the wrong tefillah. So Mi'ikra Din, he really could say the whole tefillah. Mamela, but he shouldn't finish his bracha. Why shouldn't he finish his bracha? Because he could have said Shmon Esrei, made a brief mention of Shabbos the way we make a mention of Yontif, and mention that there is Shabbos, and there's a Ritzei on the Shabbos as well. So in the middle of his Ritzei, put in Yonim of Shabbos, and he would have been Yonzei that way. So therefore, what's wrong with finishing his bracha? But over here, the person already davened, says Shmuel. And once he davened, there was no longer any chiyuv. So what's he doing? He stopped making a bracha about Tola. Let him stop right now. Davel ha'chat shalilei. Furthermore, Amar Rav Yonah Shmuel, he's palel, a guy who already davened. V'nichnas lebeit ha'kneset, he comes now into the Beit HaKnesset, and he finds, oh, there's another minion over here that are davening. Now what? Im yochol l'chadesh ko davar, yachzor v'yitpalel. Now this is interesting, because this is Shmuel's mimer. So another Shmuel is saying, if it's possible to add something to your tefillah, then he should daven a second time. I already davened Shacharis. But over here he can daven once again. V'imlav, but if he can't add anything to his tefillah, so therefore it won't be a tefillah to the davar. How do you have to go over your tefillah? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaro.
Amen.
Shema Koreinu
is unlimited.
Why? There are some people who get tongue-tied in tefillah, you know, the people never told you that. Many people have told me, you know, they don't know how to daven. They don't mind reading what it is, but they can't daven themselves. They don't feel they have a relationship to be able to speak to God. Well, I don't know what to tell them, but that's the reality. Is people don't feel like being mechanish b'tov. But he doesn't have a bakasha. Yeah. The man doesn't feel the freedom to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because some people, even when they're called to the principal's office, they can't talk. Fox! I saw that fear. I saw that old fear. To the office!
I always kept a low profile.
Don't believe that, Richard.
So, now, the truth is here that we need both Maimorim of Shmuel, clearly. In other words, in one Maimor it says, if he remembers he already davened, he should stop short. In this Maimor it says, if he can't be Mechadish something, he shouldn't daven again. But that's not the same thing, because Iyash Minakam Maisa, you know what? The first one, it says over there that he should stop short. Maybe that's Dafka if the two tefillas were similar. In other words, originally he had davened Betzibur, now he's davening Betzibur. Or originally he had davened Beachidus, and now he's davening Beachidus. So there's no particular mila to the tefillah that he's davening now. So there he says, okay, he should stop short. Abu Yochid Vagabe Tzibur, but maybe here it says, Nichlas Beit HaKnesses. In other words, the guy had davened before on his own. And now he's going into the Beit HaKnesses. The tefillah of a tzibur, I would think, oh, that's a big mila. I should join the tzibur. And now have a tefillah of a tzibur. I daven by myself. How are you going to compare a tefillah of Yochid to a tefillah of tzibur? So let me daven again. And that doesn't require nedava be'alma. I mean, I should be able to daven al-stachiyah together with the tzibur. So Yochid legabe tzibur, maybe it's command of Otsalidami. Maybe Shmuel would have agreed that over there, it's not considered to be a tefillah sandava. It's like I never davened before. Therefore, kamash malan, the case over here doesn't matter. You have to be mechadish. The Ashmin and Hach, on the other hand, let's say, the guy, I have this case, the guy walks into shul. You're telling me he shouldn't start davening with them unless he knows he can be mechadish. Fine, okay, I understand that. But if I already started, so now you're telling me I have to stop. Maybe not. Maybe once I already started, then already you'd accept the fact that the beginning, okay, so not to stop at the middle. Hasum da atchilba, emalo, maybe in that case you don't, not posik in the middle. Therefore, tzricha, both of these dinim teach us a fundamentally new thing. I mean, the truth is between the two of them we find out that Shmuel indeed agrees that there's such a thing as a tefillah that is supposed to be done or can be done as an adabah. Speaking of walking into shul late, Omer Ravuna, Anichnas lebet haKnesset umatzat tzibur shemitpalalim. Guy walks into shul late, and the tzibur is already davening. Should he begin his Shemona Esrei now, even though they're already in the middle, or not? Well, it depends. Ravuna holds im yochol hatchil, if he could start Shemona Esrei. V'ligmor, and he can finish Shmona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur and the Chazoras HaShatz gets up to Modi. So then, Yitpalel. Then it's Kedai for him to daven. But if he's going to end up being in the middle of davening when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Modim, then it's not Kedai for him to start davening. Because not to say Modim with everybody else is bad news. I mean, Modim, that's the place where everybody is bending and accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being made to him. And this guy's going to be able to see he doesn't bend, everybody else is bending. Ayotaina, okay, so let him bend. I mean, what's the difference? No, because it could be. And this already is in Machlokas, the poskim. Some of the poskim say, Rechashash, the person is in the middle of davening. He's not going to be listening to what Shriyatsi were saying. And he won't bend with Modim. Others will not. The Iker, when we say that he should bend the Modim, is that he should say Modim on Achlamach, and that and he should articulate. It's not the question, it's not about how he looks. So how he looks, Klapi Shamaya? So, but in any event, the important Nakuda over here is Modim. And if you can't get to Modim in time, you can't finish your Shemona Esrei in time for Modim, Better not to daven now together with the tzibur. Wait till afterwards. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, that boy doesn't modim. And what are you going to do about Kedusha? So if you can't finish your Shemana Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur is going to get to Kedusha, so you're going to miss Kedusha. Therefore, better not to start davening. Wait now, answer Kedusha. You can answer Kedusha in the middle of Kriyat Shema too. So don't start your Shemana Esrei yet. Daven slowly. When you finish Kedusha, then you'll finish Gaal Yisrael. And then you'll go ahead and you'll daven on your own. But Micah Miflegei, what exactly are they arguing on over here? Mar Savar Yachid Omer Kedusha. Umar Savar Ein Yachid Omer Kedusha. The Shaila is whether an individual can say Kedusha, and therefore, what's the promise? You'll be yotze on your own. Or whether an individual cannot say Kedusha. Now, there's a big machlokas here in the Rishonim as well as to precisely what is meant. Whether Yachid means Yachid literally, in other words, he's not together with a minion at all. Does it mean Yachid if he's in a makom when there's a tzibur? Or does it mean a Yachid could say Kedusha along with the shatz when the shatz is saying Shmona Esrei? So then, that's the beginning. You start off saying it together with the Shliach Tzibur, and then you could say Kedusha together with the Shliach Tzibur and continue on and saying your own Shmona Esrei. Okay, that is for our review. But whatever the pshat is, if it's shayach, according to Rav Huna, since it's shayach for you to get to Kedusha, again, according to whatever these pshatim are, it's shayach to you to get to Kedusha. We'll see that, however we learn, it will turn out to be a major difference in how we understand the pasuk of Nikdashti B'toch B'nai Yisrael. What does B'toch mean? Because that's the marker for the whole Inyan of requiring a minion. And that's a very significant discussion. So, according to Rav Huna, you'd have to be able only to get to Modim, because somehow or other you'll be Yotzi Kedusha. You do not on your own, meaning or on your own with the shots. But the thing that you got to worry about is what about Modim? Whereas the other man the Omar holds, that's Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mar Savar, Ein Yachid Omer Kedusha, since he won't be able to be Yotzi Kedusha, so Mimela, he should wait, and then answer Kedusha, then he can daven. V'chein Omer Avada Barava. How do we know that a Yochid can't say Kedusha on his own? Shnema v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Kol davar shebekedusha lo yehei pachot mi'asara. Since it says that the Kedusha v'nikdashti should only be b'toch b'nei Yisrael, it means a minion. That's like the old Avraham Avinu wears a yarmulke proof. Since it says b'toch b'nei Yisrael, and I've made up my mind in advance that must mean you need a minion. I understand my mashma. Where do you see anything over there about a minion? Because the Tana Rav Noyach for the Rav Chiya Bar Abba, it says b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Where do we find b'toch b'nei Yisrael? Here it says b'nikdash to b'toch b'nei Yisrael. The only place where it refers to b'toch b'nei Yisrael is by the Meraglin, and by the Meraglin it says he badlu mitoch ha'eda hazot. Get out of this rotten eda. So how many people would need it to be gotten away from? 10 people. There were 12 Meraglim, one for each Shevet. Of course, Yoshua was A-OK, and Kalev was A-OK. So subtract the two, and you're left with 10. So it's clear that an Eda is referred to in the Torah. The only time we find it referred to as an Eda is if there's Asara. So Mala Alan Asara, Afkan Asara. Okay, but it seems everybody agrees that you can't interrupt your Shemona Esrei. Right? In other words, we're taking for granted, look, if he started Shemona Esrei, he's got a problem. He's not going to be able to answer Kedusha with the Shabbos. That's a given. Now the only Shaila is, can he arrange things in such a way that maybe he says it at the same time, but he can't be mafsik. So mifsik lo pasik. Is that like a given that in Shemona Esrei, no matter what, because Kedusha is pretty high stuff, and you're saying you're not supposed to be mafsik. Does that mean I'm mafsik for anything? I mean, how about malachik liyehei shmei rabba mevorach? How about that? Should you be mafsik for answering kaddish shmei rabba? That's like the super duper. Kiyosr b'dini omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shem Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan Amri, lechol in mafsik in chutz miyehei shmei agadol mevorach. Shafilo esh bebeis merkava posik. That actually, anything but Yesh Mei Rabba, you wouldn't be Paisma. Yesh Mei Rabba? You have to be mafsik even in the middle of Shmona Esrei. I don't care if you're in the middle now of talking to the Malachim. You have to be paisik for that. It's not how we paskin. In fact, you are not mafsik in Shmona Esrei. The shaila is, do you stop and listen in Shmona Esrei?
Like if we had to
fill that. In other words, that's a big thing, exactly. In other words, do you, if you stop and listen, so is that considered to be absent? And there was my mother show, you're going to say, then I'm going to show mea ka'ona. So shomea's gone, and then the same thing is being mafsik. Whereas the din of hafsaka, different than the din of the shmia and the yitzia. You know, but there's a similar question. It's interesting. It's some of the acronym time that if you hold that hewer is kedibur, so then anybody who's mahar is something during his davening, it's right.
which
would be bad news.
Bad news.
Very bad. Between the tefillin of Yad and the tefillin of Rosh, also Yehesh Mei Rabbi.
That's right.
No, you don't.
Right, but again, Shaila is, why isn't the stopping and listening if you hold that Shomei is Kona, why is that a Havsak? Okay, so this... these are things we'll discuss also, Bezrat HaShem. These are fascinating sugyas. I mean, it'd be nice to spend a week on each one of these pages. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Mevarek, Lifnei Ma'acharein. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda Bechlal, he doesn't hold to the whole Takana of Ezra. I mean, what's he saying? L'mir Medik HaSav Rabbi Yehuda Ba'akari is Mutu B'divrei Torah. So what, he holds that Bechlal is no problem, is that it? How far is he going to go? V'am Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Minayin L'Ba'akari Sh'asu B'divrei Torah. Sh'nemer V'odatim L'Vanecha L'Vnei Vanecha. And then, even though it's not the same Pasuk, it says, Yom Asher Amadet Alefei Hashem Lokecha B'Sinai. So apparently, the semichus of Odatel of Anachal of Nevanecha to Yom Hashemayat of Hashem Alokecha Bechorev is to tell me that Malahal and Balakari and Asurin. So just like in Har Sinai, a Balakari was Asur, and that was the whole reason for staying away for 3 days from women. So Afkan Balakari and Asurin, the same thing over here. And that, I mean, he's going to argue on that. V'chitema, maybe you'll say, of course he argues on this. It's well known that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the drush of smuchin. So since he's not derech smuchin, he doesn't see the significance of odatim levanech levanevanech, which is the din of limud Torah. He doesn't see that the Torah is telling you that it has to be the same way it was done in Har Sinai. No, because Rabbi Yosef says, afilu mandalo derech smuchin b'chola Torah. Even if you hold, as Rav Yehuda does, that you don't make a drush of smuchin in the Torah, that's only in the four books, but the Mishnah Torah, in the Sefer Devarim, definitely you're Dorish smuchin. And I'll show you, says Rav Yosef, that even Rav Yehuda is not Dorish smuchin b'chala Torah kula, definitely is Dorish smuchin in Mishnah Torah. Wait, are you sure about that? How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda is not Dorish Smuchin? What do you mean? It's a famous thing in the Braisa. Ben Azai says, what's the connection? It says, Mechashefa lo techayeh. And it says, Kol shochev im beima mot yumat. What is the relationship between Mechashefa lo techayeh and Kol shochev im beima? El Rabshad is, Samchu in yamlo. It's a smichus. To tell me, Ma shochev im beima is beskila, just like the Torah elsewhere tells me beferish a din of skila, which I learn out from the lashon of hariga, that mechashefa is beskila. So shochem beim is beskila. So I learn out from the smichut that a mechashefa is also beskila. And what's Rabbi Yehuda's reaction to Ben Azai's drasha? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, what are you crazy? Wait, you're going to go stone a guy because one pasuk is next to the other pasuk. It's crazy. You can't use a smichas for such a thing. I mean, it's in Russia. Ella Chadi doesn't hold a smuch. Ella, how do I know that Lamaitse Mechashefa is beskila? Because the truth is that, oh, v'nyid oni, if they would have been singled out as different, so they're included in all of the types of kishuf that you could do. So bichlal kol ha-mechashvim hayu. V'lama yatsu, why then did the Torah mention specifically Ovid Yedoni to tell me that they're chayav skila? To tell me that ma Ovid Yedoni, which were defined in the Torah, their own is beskila, so too the kalal from which they come, which is kishuf, and mechashefa is also beskila. Fine, but meanwhile, so he needs another drasha. He refuses to allow the smichus to tell him a din of skila. Okay, so clearly he doesn't know the smuchim. How do I know, says Rav Yosef, how can I prove to you that nonetheless the same Rav Yudah, who doesn't hold of smuchim, b'chol ha-Torah kula, holds in Mishnah Torah of smuchim? Minol and the Dorish, the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, nosei adam anusat aviv, umufutat aviv, a person is allowed to marry a woman that his father had raped or his father had seduced, as long as his father had married this woman. So the only iser of marrying a father's wife is a wife, but there's no iser in marrying a woman with whom a father had relations of some other type. And the inverse is also true. A father normally is not allowed to marry a daughter-in-law, but that's only if his son was married to this woman. But if his son had raped a woman or had seduced a woman, that's not considered to be his daughter-in-law, and therefore he's allowed to marry anusat beno umufutat beno. Okay. So for some Nagias, comes along now Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, no, it's osur banusat aviv umufutat aviv. When it comes to the father, even an anus umufut is osur. Where did he get this from? So if you take a look, the way Rav Gidl Amarav explained Rav Yehuda's reasoning, you'll see that it must be that he holds of smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Because it's my time in the Rebuta. Dichtiv lo yikach ish et eshet aviv, velo yigale knaf aviv. Now this knaf aviv, it's not very clear what it means. He shouldn't, like I'm saying, he shouldn't uncover the skirt that his father had uncovered, so to speak, right? But so, what exactly does that mean? It means the knaf shira aviv lo yigale. His father picked up someone's skirt, he shouldn't do the same. Now, how do we know that that's a reference to Anusat Aviv? Because, says Rav Gidl, the next pasuk is, V'natan ha'ish ha'shochei v'ima. What is V'natan ha'ish ha'shochei v'ima? I mean, the previous pasuk. V'natan ha'ish ha'shochei v'ima, chamishim kasef, is referring to rape. So if the pasuk before was a reference to rape, then this, understandably, is the knaf reference to the previous case of a rape, which is telling you that a son cannot marry a woman that his father raped. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I thought we don't dorish smuchim. And what are we coming out to be mas, but this is far. So, Amri, you have to say that the Mishnah Torah dorish, right? So, why not here? Says the Gemara, indeed, in the Mishnah Torah dorish, we agree with you. He really should be dorish here in Mishnah Torah. So now the Shaila is, why is he allowing the Balkari to be Maharir? Because he says this particular drasha is not to tell me that you have to learn when you teach your grandchild or your child that you have to teach him in the same way as if he was on Har Sinai to Aser a Balkari. It's coming to teach you something, but not that. It's coming to teach you the other mimer of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. These both come from Yeshua ben Levi. Lom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol hamalamed livno Torah. That's the hodatim livanecha v'livnei vanecha. So someone who teaches, Kiddushin, the Gemara says kol hamalamed leben beno Torah. This is v'livnei vanecha. Male alav ha-katuv kilo kibla mi'al chorev. That turns him into someone who was mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai. And that's why it says, on the one hand, hodatim livanecha v'livnei vanecha, the next pasuk is, Yom HaShem Amadat Lefnei Hashem Lekech B'Chorev. So if you are teaching your son, you're standing on Har Sinai at that moment. You're teaching your grandson, you're standing on Har Sinai. So that is the way to be Yom HaBifnei Hashkina. That's what I use that pasuk for. But it doesn't mean standing in the sense of the tomb of a Tyra, in the dinim of a Balkari. So in Achinami, I hold that there's no problem over here. And the Balkari, what's not coming if it's a Diyaraisa or a Durabona? It's not. Zom shira akeri, v'nidasha poletek shitvazera, v'hamishameshet v'raat adam. Now, the shayla over here is like this. All of these people are basically people who are tamei anyway. Somebody's a zov. If he's a zov, he's going to be tamei for 7 days. If now he's a balkeri as well, who cares? No, what's an afkamina? The fact is he'll go to the mikveh. It's not going to help him, is it? I mean, he's still going to be tamei. Remember that zivus and keri are two completely different things. We shouldn't get confused about that. Both are maybe prostatic fluids, but one is semen. The balkeri is a tumah for 1 day. And one is zivus, and that makes a person tamei for 7 days, assuming that there were two rias and so on and so forth. But it's not the same thing. The Torah didn't answer zivas. It's not reproductive fluids, because the Torah answer specifically carry. So when it comes to Har Sinai, right? So the question over here is, once this person is a zav, you're not adding anything by the fact that he was roa carry, other than whatever this magical issue is of the hakpada that the Torah has specifically about tumas carry. That's all. But you're not going to be able to be matayer him completely. You may be able, and it's an interesting concept, to be matayer a person from an element of tumah in the middle of his tumah for some other thing. So here he says, obviously, roa keri. Or suppose we have a woman who's a nida. Now we know that the Torah was makbid on women bali keri. That's the reason that we need 3 days, because it's from there we learn the viability of sperm is only 3 days. That's mamish the mocker. Because if a woman now would leak shikva zera, she would now have a din of a bal keri. And the Torah is makbid on keri. Okay. But over here she's a nida. She's going to be tummy. It's not going to do any good to put her into a mikveh. Okay. So what's the din? How about the other way around? How about she's a mishameshes? Now the din is anyone who has intercourse. Now the halachish becomes tmeya. And now she's ras adam. So now she became tmeya as a nida. So here's the question, which comes first? In all of these cases, it says, according to the Tanakhama Tzrich in Tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, poter. There's no point of Tefillah. But wait a second. Why does he say poter? I mean, undoubtedly, because what he's saying is, what's the point? Since this Tefillah is not going to be matire him, what's the point of going to the mikvah? Okay. These are all special cases. But how about where it would be Matayrin? Oh, it's talking about Kerry. Would Rav Yehuda agree he has to go to Mikveh? Yes. It's only this case he's saying that, right? So, Ad kan lo pater Rav Yehuda lebezov shara Kerry. Point of here is, Rav Yehuda is saying, since he's a Zav, so mikor lav bar tfilahu, there was no point in his being Tayrbo. Because anyway, he already wasn't shayach for tfilah today. He has to wait 7 days. Avu Balkeri greater mechayev. I mean, he would have been mechayev a normal Balkeri to go to the mikveh. I thought you said he doesn't derish over here the smuchim to teach us the din of the itzer keri for limud teira. So Balkeri greater yischayev. V'chi teiman. Maybe you'll try to tell me no. The truth is, Rabbi Yehuda would have said that even a normal Balkeri there's no din of tefillah. You know why we said the case over here? Because we wanted to show you that according to Rabbanan, Arag, and Rav Yehuda, that there's an inyan to be terrible for Balkeri, even though you can't be matir from his tumor. But Rav Yehuda himself would have said, there's the chwalodin of tire of a Balkeri. Maybe that's what you're trying to tell me. That the truth, the Kiddush is bedavka to the Tanakhama. That Uadin, that Aliba to Rav Yehuda, Filo Balkeri, great Anamapat to Rav Yehuda. Why does it say over here, the case of Zov Shara Keri? The reason that we brought this case to have is Machlokes, Zov Shara Keri, is Lodiach HaKoach de Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan are ready to say that even though there's no point in going to the mikveh in terms of the Tumah V'Tayra, there's a point in going to the mikveh because of the magic of removing the Tumah's Keri? No. I'm going to show you that that cannot be the meaning of this machlokus. Because look, the case of the mishameshes, who then is Royadan, okay? It says over there that she needs tefillah. Can you explain to me who that case was said for. According to whom is that case a Chiddush? I mean, the Rabbanan? I mean, the Rabbanan said even a case where you start with a tumah of 7 days, and now you add a tumah's carry. The Rabbanan said, you should still go to the mikvah. That's ridiculous. I was going to make tumah for 7 days. So over here, anyway, she starts by being tumah for 1 day, right? So you could think, well, over there certainly, if she's tumah now for 1 day, she should go to the mikvah. On the way to the mikvah, she suddenly sees Dan. So now she's tumah for 7. No, Apalpi can go to the mikvah. Thank you very much. If she started off as a nidad, she should go to the mikvah because she's poleta shechvazera. Alachas kama v'kama, if she had intercourse and then was going to go to the mikvah, and now she's reyadam, obviously she should go to the mikvah. The only one that this would be a chiddush according to is Rabbi Yehuda. Because you might have thought, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said in the first case, nah, what's the point of going to the mikvah? He already was going to be tummy for 7 days. Ah, but how about if he started off as a Balkari and then became his Av? How about that case? Maybe over there we would say, okay, since anyway he was going to go to the mikvah, let him go to the mikvah. That's this case essentially. The woman was going to go to the mikvah, so therefore I need to know. No, in that case Rabbi Yehuda would also say, there's no point. Who cares what would have been? Fact is, the mikvah is not going to help you. But if you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, nobody goes to the mikvah, so why are we mentioning this case? What's the point of mentioning this case? So let's see that inside. Laman katanila. Who in the world was this set for? For the Rabbanan. Ilay mila Rabbanan pshita. Obviously, if in a case, hashtu mazav, shirah keri, where you start off with his not being shy at the going to the mikvah, he's mikor lab bar tfilo. So at the time that he's royah keri, he can't go to a mikvah. Nonetheless, the Rabbanan amachayah. So obviously this case, where she's first mishameshes, now she can go to the mikvah. Now she's Ra'as Adam. Where she's mikora batvila, the koshi came, then she should go to the mikvah. The only one that it makes sense according to is Rabbi Yehuda. El alav Rabbi Yehuda. And it's saying dafka, dafka katani lai, saying, a mishameshes, the Ra'as Adam. In that case, even though she needed to go to the mikvah before she was Ra'as Adam, says Rabbi Yehuda, no point any longer in going to the mikveh. So dafka that case ain't a tefillah. Aval bankeri greda. If, however, it wouldn't have been this other problem of Ra'as Adam, then she would have gone to the mikveh. So a bankeri himself does have to go to the mikveh, and otherwise he's not going to be able to read the Torah and so on. So mechayev. This is a mess. There was Rabbi Yehuda does hold now of Sakkot HaZezra. I thought he said that you can be Mavorech, the Balkari can be Mavorech, Lefaneh, V'lachareh. You know what? Maybe he didn't mean Mavorech. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda meant, of course this is Takkot HaZezra, and he's not allowed to be Mavorech. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda was only arguing on the Mahar. You said he could be Mahar in Kriyat Shema, not in the Brachos. I say you could be Mahar here in the brokers as well. So lo teimim mevarech ela meharher. And tomorrow we're going to find out whether that can actually hold up. Yes, don't forget we have a special opportunity that we have someone who has identified real aniyim that you'll be yotzi v'chiyev. So if you wish, we can add your money to the donation.
And today is Monday. Roshami share coming up after the
Now, It's only Ramek. It's not saying Gator Rice.
I mean, the ritual weren't not.
I mean, that type of
is, the way he explains it is that the Torah lets us know those things that we have to try to implement when we can, or when they're necessary. Now we're not learning it.
It's quite different than school things. I mean, because later, we're going to commit right now.
I have a minister alive at the British Museum.
Yeah, that's very true. Sure. You know, there's a Marcus over here about a season. No, I thought he was here.
That was yours?
Finance? The Yanvar?
Yeah.
This is for Sean McCaffrey.
Is there a copy of the show?